March 20th. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Luke 6, verse 37. What can prayer do for you in an emergency? Bob Rowan, a semi-retired businessman of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, told me that it once saved his life. When he was a commercial pilot, his mother, who feared flying, advised him, "Bob, if you are ever about to crash, ask God to forgive you of your sins and your place in eternity will be assured." Bob wasn't interested in her spiritual counsel then, but one day a stockbroker who had illegally taken securities from Bob and wanted to cover up the fact hired a man to kill him. The story is complicated, but Bob was taken to a remote area and hit over the head. "When I regained consciousness, a man was standing over me with a gun," Bob recalls. "I was paralyzed and could do nothing but wait for him to kill me. Then I remembered my mother's words, and I prayed for God's forgiveness. Suddenly, the man walked away. I had been spared." In court, the hired killer testified that as he stood over Bob ready to shoot, he was mysteriously overcome with revulsion and became violently sick to his stomach. The postscript to the story is that Bob forgave his would-be killer, visited him regularly in prison, and led the man to the faith Bob had once totally rejected. Prayer, it has been said, is the mightiest force in the universe. As a believer, you should know that power is available to you every minute of your life. Lord, teach me to expect big results from my prayers.